Welcome to Money Isn't Scary, a podcast for women to explore our fears around money and inspire each other to be financially empowered. I'm Megan Dwyer, and I'm making it my personal mission to remove the taboo around money and help women rewrite their stories so they can stop staying small and begin to live life on their terms. In this show, we get real and uncomfortable as we unpack our beliefs, thoughts, and behaviors that aren't serving us anymore. I can't wait for you to join me on this journey, so let's dive in. Hi, you guys. Welcome to another episode of the Money Isn't Scary podcast. I'm Megan Dwyer. Today, I want to dig in a little bit more on a topic that a friend and I were recently talking about. This idea where if we're struggling to believe in ourselves around something, so a goal or a challenge in our lives, is it possible to borrow that belief in ourselves from others until we can truly believe it ourselves? What does this even mean? It's a really good question and one that I have struggled with fully understanding for a while myself. But after having this conversation with my friend and thinking through it and processing it a little bit more, here's my best attempt at describing what this concept means. We all have things that come up in our lives every day that make us question how we think and feel about ourselves. And usually this is because there are things that we haven't done before. So maybe it's a goal, like something that we want to accomplish, or maybe it's a difficult conversation that we want or need to have. What usually happens when I'm in one of these situations is that I let my mind go crazy. And frankly, we all do, right? Our brains do this naturally to keep us safe. It's a survival mechanism. So it's going to happen. And I feel like at this point, we should just predict it, predict sort of that self-sabotage that our brains like to do. But what my brain likes to do, its natural thing, I begin to feel really conflicted and confused because deep down, I really want to do the thing, whatever it is. Let's say in this circumstance, it's having a difficult conversation, one where I have to insert my boundaries, but I know that the other person may not love it. I know on the other side, after having the conversation, I will feel better. I will feel proud because I was authentic and I acted in my own integrity. But I also have a hard time truly believing that I can actually do it. And this is straight conditioning from how I grew up. I got the message early on that I needed to stay small and I needed to do whatever it took to make other people happy, at my own detriment, by the way. So difficult conversations and boundaries are not easy for me. When I quit my first job at a company I was at for over 10 years, I was so worried about what other people would think of me. I didn't want to disappoint my boss or his boss or anyone else I worked with because at the time I was your classic people pleaser. I had timed this move perfectly. I had another job lined up. I had my mom watching my son who was a baby at the time so I could go straight there after I left that day. The only thing is, when that morning came that I was supposed to actually do this, I was so frozen. I remember sitting on the floor in the living room, dressed, fully showered, ready to go. And I just kept saying to myself over and over again, I can't do this. I was so frozen in fear of what other people were going to think of me because I decided I wanted to do something different with my career, which was, you know, different from the status quo, right? I never really dug into it at the time. But looking back now, I had this belief that I wasn't worthy enough to be able to trust my own instincts, or that I wasn't smart enough, or that I wasn't good enough, right? I also had a belief that I had to be this good little girl and I had to do what I was told, even if I didn't really like or didn't really feel fulfilled while doing it. And most importantly, I was holding on to this belief that other people were more important than me. So no wonder I had this constant feeling of conflictedness, which I know isn't really a word, but you guys know what I'm talking about. I was literally living a life on other people's terms, not my own. Again, I feel like this is so relatable, especially for all those moms out there. Beliefs are wild. We don't even recognize that they're there, but they are such powerful forces in our day-to-day lives that impact the decisions that we make, both big and small. And that's exactly what was going on for me in this circumstance. I had no idea this belief was even there until I found myself crying, paralyzed, and not able to get up off the floor that morning that I was supposed to be quitting my job. You might be wondering what happened that day, because I literally couldn't pick myself up off the ground to get in the car and to physically get myself into work to have this difficult conversation. And if it wasn't for my husband, I may not have actually done it. Well, to his credit, like, while he doesn't always say the right things when I need to hear them, that day I needed him. That day he believed in me when I did not believe in myself. He gave me the perspective that I needed to hear to help me remember my values and why I was making this choice in the first place. And he gave me that boost of bravery that I needed to just go in there and do it. So let us not underestimate the power of support and having someone on your team. That day, for me, it was my husband. But I'm just being honest here. Usually it's not. Usually it's someone or anyone else. It could be a coach. It could be a mentor, a colleague, a friend, a therapist. It could be literally anyone who gets you, who you feel safe with, and who truly believes in you. And when you have that person, it's a game changer. Getting a pep talk can help us feel brave enough to just go do the damn thing and have the hard conversation, send the email, sign up for the race, all these things that you never thought you could do. So this is what I mean by borrowing the belief. It's when other people around you believe in you when you don't believe in yourself, and you therefore borrow that belief to do the thing you want to do. Just like we can borrow money from someone to make a big purchase, so too can we borrow belief from someone to help us take a leap. The borrowed belief can act as a stepping stone until we discover the belief within ourselves. It doesn't matter if we doubt ourselves. Someone else's belief in us can keep us moving forward. I've told you guys before that before I had kids, I ran a few marathons. I can tell you that the first one was the absolute hardest because I had never done it before. So I didn't know that I could do it. The other ones after that just had a different feel because I wasn't worried if I could finish or not. I had confidence because I had done it before. But the first time, I had no idea what was going to happen. When I train, I didn't run 26 miles. I ran like 20. So I knew I could do 20, but I didn't know I could do 26. So when the day came and I got to mile 20 and I was feeling it, like I literally hit the proverbial wall, this was where I needed help. And this is exactly where my family was standing to cheer me on and help me get through it because they believed in me. They believed I could cross the finish line. So borrowing beliefs can be such a powerful tool in helping us when we need the boost of confidence or the motivation to help us get to the place we want to be. And there are also times when borrowing beliefs may not be the best thing for us. And that's where I want to kind of switch gears to now. And I want to dig into this a little bit. So hear me out. We all have beliefs or unconscious assumptions of truth that we make in our day-to-day lives about ourselves, about other people, about money, relationships, how the world works, everything. And most of them are borrowed from other people. They could be our parents, our grandparents, our teachers, our siblings, our friends, our community, the media. These are all sources of influence in our lives that we borrow what we perceive our truths from. And we then allow those truths to run our day-to-day lives without really questioning them. These are beliefs about who we are, about what's possible or not, about what is safe or not, and they affect everything we do. Some serve us and some don't. And it's our job to distinguish between whose beliefs they really are and begin to become conscious of the unconscious programming that's running the show. Because our brain and our nervous systems want to do everything they can to prove those beliefs right, since their safety in the familiar. So, what can we do with those unhelpful borrowed beliefs? I think we need to start to be aware of them. Your beliefs will come up when you're feeling the most uncomfortable. This is why triggers can be our best learning experiences. When we're triggered, usually we need to just do what we need to do to calm ourselves down, like in that kind of in that the heat of the moment. But once we're in a different space, it's so important to come back to that triggering belief or triggering thought and ask ourselves what belief was coming up for us at that time. Is it true? Is it your belief in the first place or is it someone else's? What do you actually believe? And taking it a step further, What do you actually need in this moment? And this is different for everyone, but identifying what it is huge. For me, it's not this belief that I'm too emotional or too sensitive, because that didn't come from me. That came from somebody else, right? But I can distinguish that. I can kind of pull that out from like someone else's belief and my actual belief. And then I can kind of take it to that step further and say, okay, what do I need right now? Maybe instead of getting angry or frustrated that this belief was not mine, maybe instead I just need to feel seen and understood and have my feelings validated, since they were dismissed so often when I was young. So you can see that I'm starting to like piece apart the belief that I've held on to for so long, and I'm choosing to shift that and start to see it in a different light, while also being kind and supportive to myself. So I think it's really important to be aware of both sides of this belief borrowing, so that we can start to operate from the most helpful and beneficial beliefs for us. We can start to recognize the unconscious narratives that are not serving us, but also recognize and appreciate the cheerleaders and the support and the people that we do have in our lives who want to see us be our best selves. At the end of the day, though, it is completely up to us what we choose to believe. So why not be intentional about which of these beliefs we want to hold on to? We truly are in the driver's seat if we choose to see it that way. All right. So thank you so much, you guys. I know this was a kind of an interesting and it was really a fun episode for me to work through. And thank you for all of your support as always. If there's anything in this episode that resonated for you, I'd love for you to hear from you. I'd love for you to share it with me. And please also go check out my Mindful Money Mamas Facebook group, where you can hear more from me, on this topic and so much more. Thank you so much, you guys. I'll talk to you next time.